That lilting, ethereal voice is that of Amalie Bruun. She's a Danish-born musician who grew up playing violin and piano. But this may be a bit of a bait and switch because her passion is black metal. Amalie Bruun's band is called Mirkur, and her first full-length album, M, is out now. She joins us from Oslo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you. So I want to start in the past, and I guess I'm wondering what it was about metal that first attracted you. Do you remember the first time you heard something that fell into that category?
Well, I heard classic metal and death metal when I was very young as a child.
How old are we talking about when you say very young?
Probably five, 6
5?
Years old. Well, you know, I have a big brother, and
yeah.
I just heard it, and
yeah.
It was on the radio more, you know, like Slayer, Metallica,
yeah.
Merciful Fate. And then the first time I heard black metal was later when I was in my teenage years. The black metal that I liked a lot is the Norse, the ones that kind of focus on traditional Scandinavian culture and nature worshipping and things like that. And composition-wise, the reason black metal speaks to me is the same reason that classical music speaks to me. And I do like thrash, death metal. That gives you a different feeling. But when I heard black metal, I always say that I couldn't really believe that something could be so ugly and so beautiful at the same time.
There will be people out there who hear you say classical music and black metal inspire the same thing in you and that there are connections, and they will hear that and say, this lady is crazy, because these two genres are so different. So where do you see similarities?
I see it in many ways. I started playing the violin when I was a child, and even down to the technique of the bow, you know, of this like tremolo picking and stabs and things like that. There's similarities in that and the guitar playing. And then there's a lot of contrast, you know, if you take a composer like Tchaikovsky, there's absolute beauty and very fragile moments, and then there's just absolute brutality and dramatics. And I think for me, black metal also has those elements in it.
It finds its way onto this album. Let's hear a little bit of a track called Nordless. But it's interesting to have that in our minds and realize that it's the same woman who also does this. Wow. Where does that come from? Yeah.
Yeah, that comes from anger and hate, to be honest. Putting this music out is an outlet for me. So when I scream, I really do it from the inside, you know, to get something out. And I don't know, it actually comes almost as natural as the other style of singing. And I love, you know, these contrasts.
Hmm. But I have to ask you, anger and hate, those are big feelings.
Yeah.
Is that a result of anything specific?
It's a result of a lot of different things. I would like to think that the music is, you know, cathartic, but it isn't. And I like to face those dark sides that my whole life I've been told I should not have, you know. But now I can celebrate them. You have to act according to certain rules, especially as a woman. And sometime I just decided not to. and act according to my own rules and what feels natural to me instead of everybody else.
Was it okay to be a young girl who was into metal when you were growing up?
I didn't really have the chance to explore it so much because I wasn't part of, you know, metal is very much a community, and if you're not in it, you're very much outside of it. But yeah, I mean, Denmark is very open-minded, very free. My mother has never put up any restrictions for me whatsoever in that department. So she didn't think it's weird that I want to, you know, play violin and then go scream somewhere. It's not it's not something that she thinks, oh, you shouldn't do that.
What was her reaction when she first heard you scream like that?
She was there at my very first show. I've only played two shows. I'm about to play my next one. But she was there at my first show. And she said to me when I came off, she said, that was 100% you. That's the woman I know. So she really felt it.
Are there many women in your world? I mean, it's been written that it's really a male-dominated genre. Is that true?
It's who you want to work with, really. And I only want to work with the best, so I don't really think about gender in that sense. And I don't want people to think about gender for me either. They should only listen to it if they think it's good, you know? Mm. But do I meet a lot of female metal guitar players? No. But I think they're there. Mm. I just haven't met them yet, but I want to.
You said you're about to play your third show ever. Mm-hmm. So you haven't done a lot of performing.
No, I'm about to play in a burial chamber.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, which is also where we did the vocals for my record.
In a burial chamber?
It's a mausoleum.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's this artist, Emmanuel Vigeland, uh-huh. He designed his own grave, and his ashes are in there as well, wow. I believe. And there's no windows, you know, it's a tomb. And it's dark, and there's paintings on the wall of dead people. But the beauty of this room, besides the feeling of death, is that it has 11 seconds of natural reverb. Yeah, so I've rearranged my whole record into choir and acoustic. So we're going to go five choir girls, me on piano, some of the songs, and a classical guitar player.
Well, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you. Amelie Bruhn is Mirkur. Her new album, M, is out now. Thanks so much for talking with us, Amelie.
Thank you.
We talked with Amelie Bruhn on Thursday, and Friday night she played her third and fourth shows in that tomb. You can see a short video from that event on our Facebook page, but I'm looking at it right now, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty dark because, you know, it is a tomb after all.